Back in the days of old, the only sort of boats that existed were sailboats. Intrepid sailors crisscrossed the globe, crossing great oceans to discover new worlds, powered by one thing and one thing alone, the wind. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. These days, of course, there are massive fuel-powered vessels, so this whole sailing thing has become more of a sport than a necessity. And whilst I've never been much for that particular sport, the couple of times I've been on a sailboat, I must admit, have been quite exhilarating. But take away the wind, and the vessel is becalmed. Today, that might mean losing a race, but back then, a becalmed vessel could be deadly for all on board. It seems to me that a Christian life without the Holy Spirit is a lot like that. 19th century British preacher and evangelist Charles Spurgeon once said that without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We're like ships without wind, completely useless. Before being crucified, Jesus made this promise to his disciples. John chapter 14, verse 26. The Helper will teach you everything and cause you to remember all that I told you. This Helper is the Holy Spirit that the Father will send in my name. Imagine the Spirit of God as the wind in your sails, helping you to remember all that Jesus said, helping you to become all that He created you to be. The mighty hand of God on your life, the hand of His greatness to work in you and through you for His glory. Why would we ever want to go it alone? We'd be like ships without wind, becalmed, drifting, and ultimately dying. God, the Holy Spirit, is your helper. That's His word fresh for you today. We'll talk more about the Spirit of God in your life over coming days. But before we part ways today, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Hey, who knows how many others might be blessed through your God-inspired ideas. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.